Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
700.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with the new arrivals from TaylorMade. Introducing the new P790 irons and the new Mill Grind 2 wedges. The P790 irons feature speed foam technology and redesigned tungsten weighting for optimum feel and distance. And the new Mill Grind 2 wedges designed for increased spin and precision with raw face technology. Let us help you get custom fit for free today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and autopay. Offer ends 9/29/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Look around. There's a rhythm in Memphis like no time before. Today, 20,000 more people are working. There's $19 billion in development. Companies that once moved away are moving back into the core city. And under the leadership of Mayor Strickland, we are doing more for our youth than ever before. Jim Strickland's increased summer youth jobs by 90%, made summer and spring break camps free, increased youth attendance in library programs by 98%, and brought back staff summer play in our city parks. And next year, for the first time ever, every child will have the opportunity to attend high-quality pre-K. Hear that? That's the sound of a city with momentum. Jim Strickland. Leadership matters.
Paid for by friends of Jim Strickland, Paula Casey Treasure.
Down home, we sweeten the pot on sweet heat. Get a wallop of our signature honey from Church's new Flamin' Honey Megabites today. 5 megabytes and a honey butter biscuit starting at just $3. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Jeff Calkins is your award-winning columnist, Daily Memphis, and he hosts the Jeff Calkins Show. That's weekdays, 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He joins me every day, a little after 5 o'clock. Today, it's actually just barely after 5 o'clock. I'm surprised myself. Jeff, how are you?
I'm stunned, Gary. I'm absolutely stunned, but otherwise good.
I told Bennett as we were walking out to the parking lot last night, I always feel bad because I see him over there stressed out, like he's watching the clock and he's stressed out, but he's too nice to, like, say, come on, man, you're killing me over here, right?
Right.
He wouldn't do that to me, but I'm very aware that that is what he's thinking. So I told him as we were walking to the cars last night, I said, "Man, I got to be better about that. I got to keep you on schedule better than that." And so I made a very focused
concerted effort. Really?
Yeah, I was gonna say concerted, but then I realized there are these words that you never hear except for in the way you only hear them. Mm. And concerted effort is one of those, isn't it? Like, in what other way do you use the word concerted?
Concerted. You never, you know, no, that's the only time you use concerted. The concerted effort.
The other one I heard the other day, abject. Mm-hmm. If I say abject, what
abject
do you think?
Abject failure,
it's
baby.
The only time you ever hear it, abject failure.
Yeah. Yep.
Jeremy Pruitt is an abject failure. Nobody ever uses abject anywhere else.
How about an abject apology?
I never used that word.
No, abject failure.
You know another one I notice when I'm on airplanes that you never hear the word outside of an airplane?
What's that?
Placard.
Placard.
Placard. Oh, they talk about the placard as the thing that you're supposed to read the safety things on?
Yeah.
Is that where it is?
Yeah,
it's a placard?
Yeah, it's a placard. They talk about the placard on an airplane, but you never hear it anywhere else.
I probably don't. I don't even hear it. Let's be honest. I don't even hear it on the airplane. I'm tuning out.
I mostly tune it out, too, but I've heard it. Hey, first things first, and I hope I'm not sharing news I shouldn't share. I don't want to get too personal, but I got the email.
What email?
National Merit semifinalists announced. Peter Calkins, class of 20 at Lausanne.
Thank you. Yeah. It's funny. Peter is so all three of my kids now were – it's the National Merit semifinalists. You take the PSAT and you do well on the PSAT and you become a National Merit semifinalist. And happily, all three of the Calkins boys did. All three of them tested better on standardized tests far and away than I ever did. And it's because I could never do math. Like I was terrible at math. My SAT score in math was – I don't remember what it was exactly, but it was terrible. And Julie, my ex, like, is a good math brain. And so they got her math brain, and they studied, and that's nice. It's a nice thing for young Peter. And they have the picture of him running cross-country for the pride – yeah.
My
the Lausanne Lynx.
My son has already passed my ACT score. I haven't told him that, but he already did. He's only a sophomore. He's already passed my ACT score.
My son told me my son has a friend in your son's grade, and he said, yeah, he's going to be joining his ACT study group on Saturday.
Yeah, no.
So Aiden's already organizing an ACT study group, but it turns out he's already – and then my son told me what your son allegedly got on his ACTs already, and there's a sense of awe that this new smart kid has joined Lausanne and is crushing it. So there you go. We'll expect him. This year there were four National Merit semifinalists. We'll expect Aiden next year.
I spent much of, like, pretty much my entire adult life, like, pretty certain I was the smartest person in my house. And now I'm just not. I'm just not anymore. Like, I'm really not.
Yeah, that's good. That's good to learn that. No, it's – and listen, I really think – I've said this before. I think this idea that standardized tests are some objective measure of anything is total BS. And you know that because if you prepare, you do better. And if it's just literally some objective, oh, just take the test, and it'll – no. If you grow up in certain types of households, sure, you do better. And if you prepare, you do better. If you have the money to have a private tutor, you do better. If you even if you have the money to buy a book to study, you do better. So it's garbage that it matters as much as it does, but it does. Like a lot of scholarships are tied to ACT scores and SAT scores and whatever else, and a lot of people stress out about them, and I understand why they do. But that's where we are, and so it's too bad because I'm under no illusions that, you know, my kids partly do well in the SATs and ACTs because of the household in which they grew up.
Well, there's no question. Like, I don't want to take anything away from my oldest son. He is an incredibly focused and incredibly hardworking, and like I couldn't be more impressed by his focus and work ethic, because those are not things I possessed when I was his age. There was no scenario where I was trying to get my friends to have an ACT prep session on a Saturday. I would have gotten beat up if I would have tried to do that at my school. Like, they'd have been like, shut up, nerd. Then they'd kick
organizing me. ACT prep sessions.
Yeah, like, they'd have been like, my friends would have looked at me like they would have thought I was joking. They were like, is that code for let's get acid? Like, you know, they wouldn't have, they would have thought I was crazy. And so for him to be doing all this is incredible.
Well, in fairness, back then, like, I didn't study for the SATs either. But back then, we took the SATs up north. We didn't take the ACTs. Now most people take the ACTs down here. And I literally didn't study. The idea that you studied was, you know, no. You might have gotten the practice booklet like 3 days beforehand or something and looked at it, maybe, if you were really diligent. Only recently has this – it's sort of become an industry preparing for these things. And obviously lots of athletes are preparing for these things because they need the scores. But – The whole idea that, I do believe that your son is more focused than you were, but even apart from that, no one was preparing for these things
right.
when you took the test.
Right.
Like, it wasn't something anyone did. You just took the damn test. You had to sit there, you get the number two pencil, and bubble that sucker in.
Dude, I'll take it a step further. I took it one, like, I had no aspiration. I didn't even know that the world existed in the way that my son knows the world existed.
Right.
I just wasn't exposed to it. Like, I never went on a college trip. Never. I just was like, I'll graduate high school, I'll go to Memphis, and then I'll work at the commercial. Like, I planned my whole life out. But I didn't aspire in any ways. So not only did I not prepare for the study for the ACT, there was a club called 616 right by Sun Studio that you could get in if you were like, you weren't supposed to get in unless you were 18 or 21, but like if you were 16, you could get in. It was no problem. like you could, I don't know why it wasn't a problem, but it was no problem. And so we were there till 2 in the morning and then had to be at the school at like 7 in the morning. I remember waking. I fell asleep in my ACT, and then just woke up and I was like, oh God, I better hurry up and do some stuff. And then I got the score back. I was like, well, this is good enough to go to Memphis, and I was done with it. That was it. So yeah, some of it is like it's a different world now. Some of it is that he has parents who have put him in a position to flourish. But most of it, and this is where I want to give him the credit, and then we'll move on. Like, it's him. He's like super focused and super ambitious and. Yeah, he's actually like tutoring Musa Cisse, the top 10 recruit over there at the Lausanne. Aiden tutors him.
Does Musa go to the ACT? Is Musa in his ACT prep class?
I didn't get the sense that he would be there, but Aiden stays after school like every day till 6:30. I pick him up after radio. He just stays there in the library and like, you know, works with other kids and tutors. And he like told me the other day, he was like, you know, I tutor Musa sometimes. And I was like, really? What's that like? He's like, he's a nice guy. He says he's a nice guy. He's really tall and he's a nice guy.
That's awesome.
So that's better than really short and a terrible guy, right?
It's better than really short and a terrible guy. Speaking of home, are we going to talk about Antonio Brown now?
Speaking of short and terrible, thank you for the segue. Antonio Brown, last night the news breaks. Not only has he been accused of sexual assault and rape, he has been accused of sexual assault and rape by a Ridgeway High graduate, a woman who lives here in the city of Memphis. Let's just start there. Your thoughts on – how about this? I told you last Friday – the Raiders would be crazy if they didn't void his guarantees.
Yep. No, I understand. Yes, you're exactly right.
I didn't think I'd be this right. I thought they'd regret it someday. I didn't think they'd regret it the following Tuesday because of a rape allegation.
You know, the point that you were making, I was listening to your opening segment, and obviously we can get to the point about what people think they would do if they were sexually assaulted. But the other point you made is, if you're the Patriots – and you have an ounce of self-respect, you employed a murderer for a while, right? You have been accused and convicted by the NFL of cheating for different reasons, one for Spygate, one for the football. And your owner is, I think that's things, is that things, is it done now? But whatever, he was caught up in a sting at a massage parlor. Which does not show a whole, even though this was not a sexual assault, it didn't show the most respectful approach to women and romance. And if you literally just look at the email or text that he sent her,
right.
And I don't think we doubt that he sent her that. If we accept the validity of that, which I agree doesn't prove sexual assault, but does prove that he's a total dirtbag. How do you, like, don't you just release him on principle? Like, when they have 72 Super Bowls already, it's disgusting. The way that he, it was disgusting.
Like, when the best case scenario has you continuing to employ a guy who sent those text messages to a woman, like, that to me, that's just, that's the best case scenario.
It's a stain on the franchise.
If that's the best case scenario, I just don't want none of it. If that's the best case scenario combined with the probability that this guy's going to be a headache for you one way or another going forward, independent of this. So, like, he's possibly a rapist. At best, he's a piece of S who sends those text messages, and he's probably going to be a problem for you in week 4 just for, like, I don't know, he may decide to hate his helmet or burn his feet. What do you do? I don't want to contradict myself here. I don't know what I would do if I were Bill Belichick. I'm not Bill Belichick. I'm not paid to win football games. I'd like to think what I would do is say, this was a bad idea.
You would just think you'd say, we don't need this. Like, at some point, what is there left for Bill Belichick in terms of his reputation to salvage, right? I mean, not salvage. He's known as made by the greatest coach ever. He's known Super Bowl after Super Bowl after Super Bowl. And the only sort of thing anyone can say about him is those cheating Patriots, right? They didn't, dirt balls, murderers, cheaters, et cetera. And that hasn't really stuck that much. But if you employed this dirt ball too, like, what the hell won't they do? I mean, I just think it certainly fits the brand of every Patriots detractor. They don't give a damn. And I mean, yeah, apart from, you just look at the language that he used to demean this woman in this text. And it's, you cannot say that he's not a dirtball. I don't know whether he is a rapist or whether he is guilty of sexual assault, but I do know he's a complete dirtball and someone who you would think you would not want representing your franchise.
Right. I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN, and that's why I'd like to think that if I were in charge of the Patriots, I'd say, worst case scenario is we got a rapist here. Best case scenario is we've got a terrible human being here. He's a terrible human being who's been a problem in his last two stops. Suggest he's a terrible human being who'll probably be a problem for us if we even have him. Let's just wipe our hands of this and get focused on football. Because the alternative is you've got Bill Belichick spending 5 minutes not answering in uncomfortable and awkward ways Antonio Brown questions today. You've got Tom Brady making himself look like a jerk. Like, they go to him. He's the face of the franchise. He's arguably the greatest quarterback of all time. He's the guy who said, Antonio Brown's coming into my home. Like, he can live with me and my wife and my kids. And now you've got Antonio Brown sending that text message. At the very least, sending those emails to that woman. Of course, Tom Brady, people want to know what you think of what you've read, what you've heard. And they go to him today, and they're like, do you have any comments on the allegations against Antonio Brown? And he said, no. And they said, nothing at all? And he said, didn't I just say that? It's just like nobody comes out of this looking okay.
No. And there's, yeah. And then in terms of, then the other point, obviously, that you made, which is 100% right. And it's, I honestly couldn't. So that's my old newspaper. Omar Kelly is a columnist at it used to be called the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel, and it's now the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Dave Hyde's the main columnist, and I will tell you, Dave Hyde never would have tweeted that. But Omar Kelly saying that if he were raped, and because men do know this, of course, exactly what they would do if he were raped, he would that day immediately go and report it to the police, and it's just offensive. Honestly, that's an offensive thing to say, because. It just, as you point out, the facts belie that. Most women who are sexually assaulted or raped say nothing at all. And that's simply true. We know that to be true. And there's all kinds of legitimate reasons for that. Shame, they won't be believed, they don't want to be smeared. As this woman is, again, I don't know whether she's telling the truth or not.
Right.
But
I don't either.
If she is telling the truth, she's being smeared. And so they don't want to deal with it. And so it's easier just to, we've seen it time and time and time again in these cases. Why did, there's a new book out by the New York Times reporters who broke the Harvey Weinstein case called She Said. And it's just all about all these women who, they went and knocked on a woman's door and one of the victims, and she said, I've been waiting for someone to knock on my door and ask me about this for 20 years. But did she go to the police at the time? No, she didn't. It's freaking Harvey Weinstein who can make and break you. Gwyneth Paltrow was terrified of Harvey Weinstein because he helped her get her start, et cetera. They hold their career, there is a huge power imbalance, apart from all the shame and everything else, when you put in the fact that it's a man with that kind of clout, riches, power, celebrity, whatever it is, it makes it that much harder. They will bury you, right? That's what the fear is. A lot of them threaten it right up front, and it's totally understandable why they do nothing. And we've seen it time and again. So the idea that you would say that in 2019 is it's just the height of ignorance, and it's offensive.
It's the height of ignorance, and it's just, yeah, it's offensive. It's dumb. Talking to Jeff Calkins here, 92.9 FM ESPN. Like, you go all the way back to the Kobe Bryant case, and that's, like, pre-social media. Like, I can't imagine what that's like with Twitter and Facebook and all of that. But if you remember, it's a young woman. She works at this resort, and she is, you know, most people believe sexually assaulted by Kobe Bryant. You know, Kobe Bryant would tell you he was maybe being a little aggressive, but it wasn't rape, and she will tell you it was rape. But either way, they start tearing through her background, and, you know, they perform a rape kit. And if I remember correctly, they found multiple samples of semen in her underwear, like from two different men. And so immediately on every Lakers message board, she's a whore, you know?
Right.
Oh, look at this whore. She's I don't need to get too graphic. But, like, really, if you take a step back, what does that mean? It means that she had consensual sex with somebody she wanted to and then was raped by Kobe Bryant. Does that make her a whore? Like, what are we talking about? Right. And even if she did have consensual sex with two different people, who cares? Like, whatever.
Here's the truth of the matter is, if it were a dude,
right, it'd be like, we'd fist bump him.
Knocked out two in a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kobe, go get him.
Yeah, when you're a dude and you have that,
When you're Wilt Chamberlain, you can, how many, tens of thousands of people like him, that's the best thing ever.
If you're a guy and you can, you know, a single guy in your early 20s or whatever, however old you want to think you're cool talking about this kind of stuff, like if you're a guy and you can tell your buddies about, two in one day, like that, you brag about that. Like that's the story that you tell, and then when you're out later on, the guy you told it to tries to get you to tell it to three other people because it's an awesome story. But if it's this little blonde girl in Colorado, then it's she gets painted a certain way, and you know she struggled with that. You know, and I remember reading a story with featuring a counselor who deals with survivors of sexual assault. Like you know, when you go to talk to somebody, you go to talk to her, and she said, "I am embarrassed to say this, but when I'm with somebody who has been sexually assaulted by a famous person, I lay out all of the pros and the cons, and I make it very clear to them that you might not want to go forward with this, because if you accuse, like, your neighbor seven doors down of sexual assault or some guy you met at a bar of sexual assault, it is vastly different than accusing Kobe Bryant of sexual assault or Antonio Brown of sexual assault, a famous person, Harvey Weinstein, of sexual assault, because you immediately become famous in ways you could have never imagined. And that has already happened to Brittany Taylor. Like, you do a Google search on her, and a million things pop up today that did not pop up this time yesterday. And so I'm confident she's smart enough to know, quote unquote, what she was doing when she decided to make this public, that this was going to turn her life upside down. But still, to circle it back to my central point, the idea that these guys, and it's not always guys, sometimes it's women, but like it's mostly men, like Omar Kelly, who sit there and say, all I know is if I was sexually assaulted, I wouldn't have waited a year to bring it up, or I would have immediately gone. You have no idea what you would do if you were a young woman sexually assaulted by a powerful, wealthy, famous man. Even if you are certain, you have no idea, because the statistics that I mentioned in the opening segment, they remain true. 20% of American women at some point in their life is a victim of sexual assault, 1 out of 5. But only 37% of those women ever report it to police. So here's the truth. You got these idiots out there today on social media talking about, here's how you know Brittany Taylor's lying, because she didn't report it to police and she waited all this time. When in reality, most sexual assault victims handle their incidents exactly the way Brittany Taylor handled hers. Now, I want to be clear. It doesn't mean she's not lying. I have no idea.
No, honestly, there was a recent case, and this is the flip side. And again, I don't know what happened, but I know that you were talking about. Do you remember him? He was charged, actually, right before a football game. And the headline. And then case was dismissed recently, and no headlines. I mean, that does happen, like, as you pointed out, to, you know, 10%, whatever. What
yeah, it's somewhere between 2 and 10% are false allegations. Perhaps this falls in that category. I do not know. I will say, in the spirit of being fair, there are some videos out there of Antonio Brown and Brittany Taylor that don't look like the most professional relationship in the world. You know, like they're cuddled up in a bed together.
Right.
You know, that doesn't mean that, you know, like, trust me, there are plenty of sexual assault victims who have been cuddled up in a bed at one point with the person who ultimately sexually assaulted them. It doesn't mean anything. I'm just saying that, can I acknowledge Antonio Brown might be innocent of this? Sure I can. It's certainly possible. I don't pretend to know. My only point is, if you are certain that he's innocent because of the way Brittany Taylor reacted, or Brittany Taylor's a liar because she didn't report this to police, you have no accurate concept of how sexual assault victims actually handle, usually, their situations.
Okay, but now, then the separate question is, what do you do if you're Roger Goodell? And I think it's difficult because typically, if you look at the commissioner's exempt list, which is what he could do, suspend him, essentially put him on paid leave while they investigate this, you know, that would be the option. The problem is, in most of the circumstances where this has happened, someone's been charged with a crime.
Right.
In other circumstances, like, people are hit with civil suits alleging things all the time. Now, I understand an investigation has been opened here as well, but no charges have been filed or anything else. Shady McCoy was accused of a domestic abuse by his baby mama or whatever at the beginning of last year, before last season. He was not placed on the commissioner's suspended list, commissioner's exempt list. He was not. Just an allegation with no sense one way or another whether it was true. So do you, in this circumstance, go ahead and put – the safer thing is to do it. He's such a dirtball. Like, what's – but what is the precedent? Do you do it for any time anyone's accused and you don't have – and you haven't even been able to investigate it yet? What do you do? I actually struggle with it. I think it's a bad look for him to be playing for the Patriots this week, but I think it's also – kind of tough to, if you say every time a civil suit is filed, we're going to put the guy on the exempt list even before we can investigate.
It's tough. And this is one of the spots where I agree with Clay Travis. I think that it's just bad business for Roger Goodell to be walking in these waters, because where do you draw the line? If you are going to really remove Antonio Brown ability to play football this weekend based off of really at this point nothing more than a woman's words and some ugly text messages that don't actually prove anything other than he's a bad guy, then is that where the line's drawn? If next week,
no, it's actually easier for the Patriots to cut him, because the Patriots could cut him and just say, we don't want to be associated with that. It doesn't mean he's guilty.
Right.
They can just say, we don't want him representing our franchise.
That's exactly.
But if you suspend him, that's a much different deal.
Right. Because let's say that, and again, this is all extreme examples, but let's just say a woman says, all right, I'm going to accuse Dak Prescott of sexual assault. I'm going to file a lawsuit. Well, now, based on what you just did to Antonio Brown, you better remove Dak Prescott from the Dallas Cowboys, at least until you figure out what's what. And so I just think that's a bad place to be. What I would do if I were the NFL, if I were Roger Goodell, I would remove myself from this whole personal conduct stuff, and I would make sure my owners know we're not going to tell you who you can and cannot employ. That is up to you. You are all running under our business umbrella, sure, but your own independent businesses. And Bob Kraft, if you don't mind employing a guy who's facing a cocaine felony charge, which is what they are doing right now, or a guy who has been accused of sexual misconduct, of sexual assault, of rape, then that's on you. And we'll let you deal with the backlash, and everybody will understand it ain't up to us. But we leave it up to you.
The problem is if you leave it up to them, everyone's going to play, even the foulest of humans.
See, I'm not sure of that, because
where's the health of that? Then there's no backlash from Patriots fans here. There's no backlash from Patriots fans.
There has to be some Patriots fans who are like, this is not okay. I just think it's.
I think the owners partly empowered Roger Goodell to do it because they didn't want to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? They want it done. they want the sport cleaned up, but they don't trust other people to suspend them. They don't trust whatever. So they say, Roger, you handle it. I do think there should be some kind of tribunal that is not Roger Goodell. He has lost all credibility when it comes to this subject.
Right. I think it's way easier for the Patriots to stand up and say, we just don't want to deal with this. Even if he's innocent of these allegations, this ain't something we want to deal with. This isn't something we want reflecting our franchise. We're done with it. Or for the Patriots to stand up and say, we're going to stand by Antonio Brown. He says he is innocent of these allegations, and we believe him, and we will follow the investigation wherever it takes us.
I predict that's what they're going to do. Yeah. They are the Patriots. That's what they're going to do, and I predict he'll play.
But at least then it's on you. And then if you're wrong, you can take the criticism, and if you're right, then you benefit from it from a football perspective, but it's on you. Roger Goodell stepping in here now, and, like, listen, like, I think Antonio Brown is a terrible human, but Roger Goodell suspending him or putting him on that exempt list if we don't know much more than we know right now, I think really puts you in a bad situation, because what you are essentially saying is, anytime one of my players is accused of rape or sexual assault, even if there's literally no proof of it whatsoever, we got to remove them from the field. And that's tough. That's a tough deal.
Well, let's separate these two things. I agree. I don't think in this circumstance he can suspend him for that exact reason. That's separate from saying he shouldn't ever suspend everybody and the whole mechanism should be demolished. That's a separate question. But I think I think it's pretty clear that I don't think, on basis of just the fact that he's an unpopular dude who's a slime ball by all accounts and has burned feet and is a pain in the ass over the helmet and whatever else, that's a reason that you can suspend him when there's no proof. So that doesn't mean that when Michael Vick, and I don't know if Michael Vick was suspended for this reason or not, but when Michael Vick kills dogs and stuff like that, and there are criminal penalties, that doesn't mean that there shouldn't be some central organization or some central power to be able to suspend those people, whether the team wants to or not. Those are separate questions. In this instance, they would lead you to the same conclusion, which is he can't be suspended.
All right. Talking to Jeff Cockins here on 92.9 FM, ESPN. I don't know that we've ever had we've never had a wilder week with an NFL player. O.J. Simpson, like, murdered two people. But this... Think about everything.
Is he a current NFL player?
No, he was way retired.
He retired.
Yeah, he was way retired. Yeah. Ray Caruth had the mother of his unborn child murdered.
And he was still a player.
Aaron Hernandez had murdered somebody, and he was still a player. But, like, think of all the things we've said about Antonio Brown in the past week. Just go back to last Wednesday and think of everything we've discussed. He calls his general manager a cracker, okay? Then goes back and apologizes for calling his general manager a cracker, and then they still void his guarantees. So he asks for a release, gets a release, agrees to a deal with the Patriots. Tom Brady says Antonio Brown can live with me and my supermodel wife and my kids. And then he gets there on Sunday or whenever he gets there, signs a contract on Monday, and Tuesday night, he is accused of rape. I mean, bananas, everything. It's like, what?
Right. And there's other little details, like the whole hype video. He tapes his coach.
Oh, yeah, take John Gruden.
Releases the coach. You forgot that. Posts a suspension letter on Instagram. Craziest thing you've ever seen. Yes, absolutely.
And I will say, and last thing before I let you go, I don't know if you've seen it. If not, I'll send it to you. But there is a tweet from, like, late last Friday night, late last Saturday night, that somebody put on Twitter, because where else would you put a tweet? And it's a private back and forth, like DMs conversation with Antonio Brown and some woman. And this woman is telling him, I know this woman. She's going to accuse you of sexual assault. And Antonio Brown's like, I know, it's not true. She's a liar. And this woman's saying, I know she's a liar, whatever. And he's like, can I get this? She's like, I've got her on tape. And Antonio Brown's like, can I get that tape from you? Can we meet? And all this stuff. So, like, but anyway, this was posted to Twitter like late Friday, early Saturday. Now, I don't think most people saw it till last night, but there was social media chatter about a a soon-to-be sexual assault allegation against Antonio Brown as early as last Friday, like late Friday, early Saturday, which suggests to me, and I had somebody ask me today, like somebody who's a coach, and he said, do you think the Raiders knew this when they voided the contracts? And I think they probably had a hint that maybe it was out there, which makes me wonder why the Patriots,
the Patriots didn't have a hint.
Right.
Maybe they had a hint.
Right.
Maybe they knew.
Right. Maybe they just knew. But it seems, and even Drew Rosenhaus today said that, it certainly implied we knew this was coming. And so, like, this was a bomb.
So they knew it was coming. That means the Patriots knew they were coming. I mean, you would think. Although there were reports that the NFL, or whatever that means, did not know. Right, there were certainly reports that the NFL did not know, but if the Patriots know, then you think they would tell. They think they tell the NFL. You know, I think the question with Patriots is: yes, did they know? Did they know and investigate and decide it was nothing, or did they just know and not care?
There was a tweet,
and I think any of those are.
It was on September 7th at 1 a.m. is when it posted. So this is late Friday night. Basically, it's an hour past midnight on Friday. And the tweet says, Antonio Brown drama continues. Exclusive Instagram conversation between AB and an unnamed female. AB is saying a former trainer and her mom are extorting him for cash. He's been complying, according to his direct messages. Raiders might not know, according to female in chat. And this was all posted before the Raiders released him, before he woke up on Saturday morning and asked for his release. So this was out there on Twitter, just people didn't see it. But you wonder if the Raiders really didn't see it, if the Patriots really didn't see it, I don't know. But it's interesting.
Well, and who the hell knows where this would go? I mean, you can imagine that. There was a case where someone was recently arrested for extorting, right? But you're back in the world of college basketball. Wasn't a guy arrested for whatever, accused of extorting? And it's possible, you never know what's going to happen here. Maybe there will be rape charges brought. Maybe he'll be convicted and go to jail. Maybe the mom and the daughter will be convicted of we do not know have any idea where this is going to go. And it is too bad that at least at some level, because the early part of this was like, Antonio Brown's one crazy ass, right? Like, just this is a crazy story. And it is a crazy story. But this isn't sort of sport anymore, right? Like, this isn't just good fun. And I do think, I don't know if I should urge people to read those texts or not. They're all over everywhere. You just have to Google them. But if you want to get a real sense of who Antonio Brown is, you just read those texts.
Right.
And I think they speak for themselves.
That is Jeff Calkins. He'll be back in studio tomorrow at 9 a.m. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Bye-bye. We'll be back in a second.
The Internet. You need it. Almost every minute of the day. Because, hey, you've got shows to stream, emails to reply all to, and LOLs to, LOL. That's why you need Xfinity. You can get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available. So you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network, set curfews with parental controls, and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add xFi Advantage for enhanced network security, safer browsing, and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires equal bill and autopay. Ends 9/24/19. Restrictions apply. New performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
When you compare the Humana Gold Plus HMO plan with other plans, there's no comparison. That's because it's Tennessee's only 5 out of 5-star CMS-rated Medicare Advantage HMO plan. The only one. No other Medicare Advantage HMO plan in Tennessee received excellent ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in all 5 categories, including managing chronic conditions, helping members stay healthy, and providing a great member experience. And there's no need to wait. You can switch out of your current plan and enroll in the Humana Gold Plus HMO H4661 anytime you want. Like right now, for instance. Find out why this Humana plan has no comparison. And make the switch by calling a licensed Humana sales agent at 1-800-526-5339 or visiting Humana.com. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO organization with a Medicare contract. Every year, Medicare evaluates plans based on a 5-star rating system. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Dan had a home out in Bartlett. He wanted to sell it, so he did what I've been telling you to do for years. He got in touch with Josh. I saw Josh went to work, got 12 showings in 48 hours. He sold Dan's home in Bartlett for the full asking price. How did Josh do it? Did it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is experienced. He's effective. He understands how to expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. He understands how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. You guys agree on the price, then Josh goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick. It's totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He has flexible fees and no upfront costs, so if you are trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I were trying to sell my home. It's Josh Heisaw, 461-8147, 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Flash forward to the fun with Flash Instant Games from Tennessee Lottery. 4 new games loaded with cash prizes. Stop by Tennessee Lottery retailers and play today for your chance to win up to $100, $200, $500, or even $1,000 in a flash.
FedEx employees, have you heard? There's a financial institution just for you. FedEx Employees Credit Association. Join today to get bigger returns and competitive rates on savings, checking, loans, investing with less and lower fees all around. Visit FECCA.com to apply.
Spilled your juice? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. It cleans up messes and spills quicker, so you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Feeling cramped in your current home? Orion's team of mortgage experts know how to make your home buying process simple. Visit OrionFCU.com and get moving today. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go.
I hope you're paying attention to us here on 92.9, talking about the Why on the Fly program. It's an amazing program. It takes the most important elements of the YMCA in the neighborhoods that don't have a Y nearby. Think of it, if you can use your imagination, of like a Y without walls. What they do is they go into underserved areas and they set up learning and activity stations that focus on some of these things for roughly a 2-hour time period, like healthy eating. So every child there is going to get a healthy meal or a snack. They stress the importance of physical exercise. They stress the importance of education, of fun. So it's a tremendous, tremendous thing that the Y is doing, but it's also kind of expensive. It costs around $150,000 a year to run it, and they need volunteers as well. So people are always wondering, particularly people of means, what can I do to help people who maybe aren't as fortunate as I am? And if you're looking for something that falls under that category, Y on the Fly is a good example of it. Go to YMCAMemphis.org/Y on the Fly. That's YMCAMemphis.org/Y on the Fly. Get all the details there. You can sign your business up to help. You can volunteer. You can make a donation. YMCAMemphis.org/Y on the Fly. Or, can't remember all that? Just go to Google, type in Y on the Fly. It'll pop right up. 5:43. And we spent a lot of time today talking about the Antonio Brown, Brittany Taylor situation. And I spent much of the opening segment and some of that last segment with Jeff discussing, like, I don't know who's telling the truth here. That is the truth. There is no proof as of this moment that has been made public that shows Antonio Brown is a rapist, that shows Antonio Brown did what he's accused of doing. Statistics show that most women who accuse men of sexual assault are absolutely telling the truth, whether you believe them or not. But somewhere between 2 and 10% of sexual assault allegations are false allegations, and I can acknowledge this might be one of them. My only thing is, if you think that Brittany Taylor must be lying because she didn't report this to police, or Brittany Taylor must be lying because she took so long to go public with this, then you simply know nothing about how sexual assault victims or survivors handle their sexual assault cases. Most women who are sexually assaulted do not report it to police. So I know there's some men out there, and perhaps some women as well, who think they know exactly what they would do if they were a victim of sexual assault. I'd go straight to police. That's fine for you to think, but you don't know what you would do. You sound silly. I don't know if Brittany Taylor was actually sexually assaulted. But what I do know is that if she was and did not go straight to police, that's not uncommon at all. In fact, most women who are sexually assaulted do not do what some of you think you would do if you were sexually assaulted. So then I got a tweet during the break from Robbie. And he said, if Antonio Brown was assaulting this lady, why did she keep going back to meet him and be in his presence? He said, I'm not defending Antonio Brown. He's just like genuinely curious, which is I'll accept it as a reasonable question, right? Because if you're unfamiliar with the story, I read the entire lawsuit last night. There are three different incidents, alleged incidents. This wasn't like the Kobe Bryant thing was one night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Mike Tyson thing, one night.
Right.
This is three different incidents. And so there is a prevailing thought out there among some people. Listen, he exposed himself to her. Why'd she go back and work with him? He, again, excuse my language, but this is what we're talking about today. You know, pleasured himself on her back without consent. Why did she go back and work with him? There are people asking that question. And I guess on a very surface level, it's a reasonable question. Because, again, people think they know what they would do if this were them. If somebody sexually assaulted me, I'd never deal with them again. I'd go straight to police. Again, you don't know what you would do. And the truth is, there are a million examples of people walking right back in to awful situations that you think you wouldn't walk right back into. I don't know if you watched Big Little Lies, the HBO series that had Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon, Zoe Kravitz. Very good. Well, in season one, Nicole Kidman, not to ruin it for anybody, but she's in an abusive relationship. Like, her husband is beating her up. And she keeps going back. And she keeps going back until ultimately leads to, I'm not going to ruin season one for you, but the story is centered on, in some ways, this abusive relationship. She keeps going back. And it ultimately in season two, they ask her, why did you keep going back? And she's like, well, I loved him. I hoped he'd get better. I hoped he'd never do it again. There are all these reasons that to you might sound nonsensical, but to the person in that situation, they're completely valid reasons. I dated a girl one time when I was very young, very briefly. The only reason I started dating her, and again, it was very brief, was because her boyfriend beat her up, like threw her out of a car, if I remember correctly, like left her in a four-way stop somewhere. So like she's like, I'll never talk to that guy again. Then I was there and we had a good time for a few weeks. And then like I said, I was calling her, I never could get in touch with her anymore. She got back with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now why? I don't know. But people do it all the time.
Right.
So for you to say, I can't comprehend why somebody who's being sexually assaulted by Antonio Brown, I can't think of a reason why she'd go back and work with him again. But it ain't really that hard to think of reasons. It's a very normal thing. It might sound crazy to you, but it's a very normal thing. So if we're trying to figure out why Brittany Taylor might have done it, here's a reason. She's a trainer. Her highest profile client is probably the all-pro wide receiver that she happened to go to college with.
Yeah.
If you're trying to break into this world of training professional athletes on some level, you really want to burn the bridge with the most famous guy? When you might be thinking, again, I stress the word might be thinking, well, if I can do good things for Antonio Brown, he talks to me, Juju Smith-Schuster about me, well, then maybe I can get another NFL client. Then if he talks to Odell Beckham, man, I don't know what goes through your mind when you're in that world. But can I come up with a million reasons why you might continue to be around Antonio Brown, even if he has done the things you're accusing him of doing? Yes, it ain't hard. It ain't hard to figure that out. So I understand why that might sound crazy to you. And I understand that it might not even be true. We might find out that none of this stuff actually happened the way she describes. But if we, what we do find out is this happened exactly as she described, and she kept going back, there's nothing unusual about that. Sadly, it's a very normal thing. Be back with Dinner to Go.
Hallie from Atlanta, Georgia. You're here to see him. Put your hands together for the hilarious Bruce Bruce.
The Fitz welcomes back the man. Bruce Bruce is back at the Fitz for two hilarious shows, Friday and Saturday, September 27th and 28th. Tickets start at just $25, and you can get your hands on them at the Fitz or through Ticketmaster. Or make a party out of it. Spend the night at the Fitz with the Bruce Bruce Special, a deluxe room and two reserved show tickets for just $189.
What's happening? I'm letting y'all know right now before I start, I'm stupid for real, okay? This is not an act, this is the way I act, all right?
Call 662-363-LUCK and give them room code CPBB7. So laugh till you can't laugh no more with Bruce Bruce, Friday night, September 27th, and Saturday night, September 28th, only at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
It's hot outside, but there is something that's hotter than the temperatures these days, and you guessed it. It's the deals at James Davis. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. One of the best clothing stores in the United States. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports, but you need to understand, they have so much more than suits. They have five pocket pants in every fabric and fit, and good news, the brand new Stant Custom Fit fabrics for fall have arrived. I know you've heard me talk about these Stant Custom Fit dress shirts before, but it's worth repeating. You get three measurements, take it to James Davis, and 10 minutes later, you're going to have a custom fit shirt ordered. It'll be ready in just 9 days. They start at only $98. Trust me when I tell you, once you get Stant Custom Fit shirts, you'll never buy off the rack again. Paul Battinley suits are still two for only $7.95 at James Davis. So if you got a wedding party, don't rent tuxedos. That's a waste. Get suits for your groomsmen, suits that fit perfectly and can be used again. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis, Laurelwood Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
It's football time in Memphis, and if you or someone you know is thinking of selling their home, it sure better be home selling time in Memphis. And just like you may have a favorite team, favorite coach, or favorite players, you may not have a favorite real estate agent. If you don't, think about drafting me, Sheldon Rosengarten, with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. I always tell people they need to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers to find out who will be the best quarterback of their home selling team. Have you heard people say that when you want the job done, call Sheldon? Find out why my award-winning, highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. Also find out how to take advantage of our worldwide relocation network. Call or email me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Sheldon Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now and go Tigers.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and autopay. Offer ends 9/29/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
You can win a trip to the Super Bowl in the $150,000 NFL Pick'em promotion at Horseshoe Tunica, September 3rd through December 29th. Select your free pick every Tuesday through Sunday for a chance to win a share of $5,000 weekly. Be one of the top 10 guests at the end of the regular season and receive a share of $65,000 in prizes, with the top prize of 2 tickets to Super Bowl 54 and $20,000 in cash.
Horseshoe Tunica, official sponsor of the NFL. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4720.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Grizz Nation, welcome to the start of a new season and a new Grizzlies mobile app. We've combined Grizzlies with FedEx Forum events and Grind City Media News. Whether it's listening to podcasts, buying tickets, or playing Papa Shot, the new app has it all. Download the new Grizzlies app today.
Think of it, driving on the open road in a late model semi-truck, earning a solid paycheck, and spending quality time at home. That's how your life could be as a Class A CDL driver with Paper Transport, Inc. They have various regional driving positions open with parking near Memphis, Tennessee. Plus, there's even the option to keep your truck at home. Sound like a job for you? Then take the first step to join the PTI driving team by calling 1-855-784-5627 or visit drivepti.com/Memphis. That's drivepti.com/Memphis.
Tunica's next big winner is here. Welcome to Gold Strike's Moneyline Book Bar and Grill. It's your best bet for watching all the football action. Place your bets on all the day's big games. You'll never miss a score with over 50 HD TVs, bringing every play to you live. Eat and drink like a champ. All your favorite sports bites and beers are on the menu. And when you're ready to play, test your skills in the Mid-South's first Top Golf Swing Suite. It's more fun than you can tackle. Only at Gold Strike Casino Resort. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
You got a minute? I need your help. You see, 1 out of 6 vehicles have been recalled because of dangerous Takata airbags. One of them could be yours. Defective airbag parts can explode, causing serious injury, even death. Go to safeairbags.com and see if your vehicle is on the recall list. And if it is, get it fixed for free. It could save your life.
Get to us a Sunday.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The hood got heavy. Cooper Systems are in the Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. If you are trying to get in touch with Lee and Lauren Cooper, give them a call at 360-9679. 360-9679. They can get any kind of computer you need in your hands. Gaming computer, yes, they got them. They can build them. You need a desktop, notebook, tablet, PC, or an Apple product. Does not matter. Whatever you need, they either got it, they can get it for you, or they can build it for you. And because they have all these options, you're going to be able to get something, a machine that's perfectly suited for you. It's going to have everything you need it to have and nothing you don't need. Why are you going to pay at the big box stores for a bunch of stuff on a computer that you're never going to use? That's stupid. It's a waste of money. At Cooper Systems, they'll ask you what you're going to be doing on the computer. You tell them in whatever terms you're comfortable with. And then they'll say, this computer can do all of those things and not much else. So you're not paying for a bunch of stuff you'll never use. It's better suited for you. It's a better price. Give them a call. 360-9679. If you need a computer or you need your computer repair, it's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. Do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff. We mostly focused on the Antonio Brown, Brittany Taylor situation. One point I have not made that I read earlier today that's just interesting. Doesn't mean anything one way or another. It's just interesting. She's not going to talk to the NFL until next week because, you know why?
She's getting married.
She's getting married this weekend. Can you imagine getting married under these circumstances?
No.
Like, listen, people can get married however they want to get married and get divorced however they want to get divorced. It don't matter to me. I got my own problems. But just seems awkward. Just seems less than ideal. Perhaps you don't postpone your marriage, your wedding, or perhaps maybe you, I don't know. It just, the timing just seems weird, but I wish her all the happiness in the world.
What's the biggest game tonight?
It's two teams, Bennett, fighting for the NL wild card.
Yes.
Diamondbacks at Met City Field. That's in Flushing, Queens. Mets won the first two games of the series, so now they're just a half game back of Arizona in the race for the second NL wild card. Just three games back of the Cubs, two games back of the Brewers, one game back of the Phillies. But remember, the Cubs' best player and the Brewers' best player, they both done for the season. So this is getting interesting. Robbie Ray on the mound for Arizona. Steven Matz from Long Island on the mound for the Mets. Mets are minus 120 on the money line. The total's 8 first pitches at 6:10. You can watch it on ESPN Plus.
What should I watch on TV?
Obviously, today is September 11th. I didn't spend any time on it, but I have in years past. Obviously, a significant, tragic day in our country's history. And if you've never seen the documentary, CNN Films presents 9/11, it really is terrific. Tonight, they've got an updated look at it. I get it. Some of you like hate CNN, fake news, whatever. But like, it's a documentary on an incredible, awful day in our country, and it starts at 7 o'clock if you want to check it out.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, I read a story about Kate Cunningham today. He's a consensus top two player, class of 2020. What's interesting, simple version, Oklahoma State hired his brother to get him. Should be done. But like, Kentucky's still recruiting, North Carolina's still recruiting, and my understanding is he's telling people he is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.